Connor Riley, the entire game, especially the first half, I am questioning whether or not is he him. And I'm talking about Carson Beck. And in the second half, I think it's undeniable that you could say the way that he played and with the calm, cool, and collective that he played with, he is him, right? What happened in the first half, Connor?
Yeah, so I'll break it down more granularly. I think it's a case of the first quarter and the second quarter where I actually thought Carson came out and played pretty well in that first quarter. I know they don't score any points, but in going back and reviewing that game and watching the tape in the first half, his first pass of the game, you can't do it any better. He chucks up a deep shot to Arian Smith, and the ball goes right through Arian Smith's hands. He later finds Dominic Lovett open, and Dominic Lovett can't get open on his own and has to commit an offensive pass interference penalty to make a catch there. And then on the interception, Carson audibles into the perfect play. Everybody on that play is doing what they're supposed to. Alabama calls a max blitz. Georgia was going to hit him with the screen. It was all set up for Arian Smith to have a big game. And Arian Smith doesn't run the screen route, runs a go route, and instead that pass gets intercepted there. And in the first quarter, I thought he came out and played well. But then when he gets the ball to start the second quarter, he's down 28-0. And I think at that point, he starts pressing. He starts making more mistakes and puts Georgia in a further hole. And so even though they're up, or they're down rather 30-7 in that second quarter, I think if Carson Beck played a little bit better in the second quarter, and that game is maybe 28-14 instead. And I think that makes a huge difference at the end of the game where you see him and how he played there in the second half. And yes, the fumble was not good. And then the interception at the end, you know, that's just something you're going to have to live with when you're trying to come back there. You saw the ups and downs. I think if you're a Georgia fan from Carson Beck, you want to see the consistency now, because we just haven't really seen that at any point this season. You've seen moments of brilliance. You think to the Alabama game, you think parts of the Clemson game there as well. But we have not seen him, like I think we even did last year, come out be a consistently excellent quarterback for four quarters.
The touchdown, the Dylan Bell, you know, where they take the lead, but you just said it was a bad throw. He's got to be more accurate there. I mean, I don't know if you feel that's a scoring opportunity there. Just, you know, you're expecting the receiver to make some kind of miracle there on the interception. Do you take any solace in the way they approach Milroe and they contain Milroe, or do you think Alabama just lost momentum, or a little bit of both?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think Alabama, to an extent, parked the bus. To use a soccer phrase, and really downshifted there to not keep playing aggressive and opening up the possibility for turnovers. But I think they understood the error in which their ways. And look, we talked about going in the lead up in the game, they had to be more aggressive in terms of going after Milroe. Well, they were, and unfortunately they were just too aggressive, and Milroe beat them. And look, Jalen Milroe is significantly better in this Kalen DeBoer system than he was with what Nick Saban was running last year. He did everything perfectly right, and every time he needed to make a play on Saturday, he did so. And so I think you owe him a ton of credit there. If you're Georgia, you hope to get another crack at Jalen Milroe, because that Alabama team is going to be one that is playing for an SEC championship and certainly in the college football playoff. You've got to find a way to find that middle ground of still being aggressive, of bringing pressure, while also, you know, not overdoing it there a little bit. I also want to give Alabama some credit. The interior of their offensive line did a phenomenal job in terms of walling things off. And if any pressure came, it more often than not came from the outside. And so Alabama just all around a great job executing on the offensive side of the ball and made Georgia's defense look really, really foolish on Saturday.
We're talking with Connor Riley, guys. It was the best game of the college football season so far. Maybe we see these two teams again down the road. It's happened before in years past. Connor, I took issue with hearing Kirby at first say we weren't prepared in the first half. There were some things that they did that maybe we weren't prepared for. And I'm thinking, Kirby, you had a week.
Right.
Like, what's going on? But then, as the game played out, I got more respect for Kirby because he did make those adjustments. The defensive staff did make those adjustments, and they shut Alabama down.
Yeah, and I think the important thing to remember, too, here is that Alabama had a week to prepare, and it's very clear. They went back to that 2019 LSU game where they went a lot of empty, and Georgia had to declare certain things, and Jalen Milroe was like, sweet, I know what they're doing. I'm going to take advantage of them here. And while Joe Burrow was able to win with his mind in terms of figuring out what Georgia's defense was doing that day, I think with Alabama, when they went empty, and I think this is something you're going to see a lot now from them moving forward, it's just a numbers game. Jalen Milroe is an incredible athlete. Kirby said he could be the best running back in college football. While I think that discredits his ability as a quarterback, he's an amazing athlete. And if you get in a numbers disadvantage with him, he's got the arm strength to take advantage of it on the outside. You saw that with a deep touchdown pass to Ryan Williams. Or he's got the ability to outrun angles, outrun numbers like you saw him do against Georgia's great and talented defense. And so I expect this Georgia defense to get better and improve over the course of the year. They got to do a better job tackling and getting guys on the ground. But there is still a lot of talent here, and I think you saw that show up a little bit in the second half.
We were worried about Justice Hayes and Jam Miller. I think Miller did have one touchdown receiving, but obviously Trevor Etienne never got a chance to help them establish the run because before you knew it, they were playing three scores back catch-up.
Right. You're down 28-0. There's not a whole lot you can do in terms of running the football there. And so I think that forced Georgia to play one way, and they're playing catch-up. And even when they fell behind, I see them like 14-0. You come out, you want to be aggressive there. You go, you get one first down on the first drive, and then you go three and out on the second, and then you leave them with a short field on the third. And they just never really got a chance to try and establish that running game. And I thought, all things considered, the offensive line and the interior of the defensive line actually played well against Alabama and held up well in the trenches. I think that's maybe an encouraging sign for Georgia long term, but they got to find a way to get better, run support out there on the edge. I mean, they just got gashed all game long from a defensive standpoint, and it's just not good enough. And for a Georgia program that considers itself the standard, that has won two national championships in recent years, they're 1-6 against Alabama since Kirby Smart became the head coach, and it is now clearly no longer just a Nick Saban problem, but a whole Alabama-wide issue when it comes to Georgia.
Yeah, the crazy thing is, and I know Dawg fans don't want to point this out as we talk to Connor Riley, but DeBoer beat Dan Lanning three times. And yep. Lanning runs the same defense, right? I mean, this is the same scheme. And then now he beats, Georgia. And you're going, all right, so that means DeBoer has seen this style of defense, what they're trying to get accomplished, at least four times. He's 4-0. Do you change,
things? If you include Steve Sarkisian in there as well, another Saban assistant, Kalen DeBoer's 6-0 against those three guys who all obviously have Saban ties there. Yep. And it's not like, I think you can make the argument that in each of those six games, he probably had the less overall talented team. Now, obviously, he has great players and has made the most of them, but it speaks to what DeBoer is able to do from a schematic standpoint in terms of coaching things up. You give a tip to the cap to him there. Now, again, how they finish that game, how much of them, being conservative, and that changed the way that they played there in terms of making that big comeback briefly, holding a lead in the fourth quarter. But I think moving forward, this is something where if you're Georgia and you see Alabama again, and I hope that we get a chance to see that because it'll be a big game and it'll mean that Georgia has improved and cleaned up some of the things that they do. You got to find ways to slow down Ryan Williams on the outside and find a way to keep Jalen Milroe under wraps because, other than I think C.J. Stroud in that 2022 game against Ohio State, I don't know that I've seen a quarterback play better against a Georgia defense than what I saw Milroe do on Saturday.
And Connor Riley from Dawg Nation, we spent a lot of time last week about can Carson Beck be a superstar. He was in the second half, but as we have established, it's just unfortunately they just dug too much of a hole and too many bad decisions, and maybe the receivers didn't help him out. But they got a superstar quarterback in Milroe. People are comparing him. He's getting more accurate in DeBoer's offense to Lamar Jackson. Is Kirby ever going to have that type of player here in Georgia? Because that's the conversation which you knew was going to come, was going to spring out after the loss on Saturday.
Right, and Carson Beck did a lot of great things. And look, they won two national championships with Stetson Bennett, and Stetson Bennett was unquestionably great in that 2022 season. But, I don't think that Kirby's ever going to feel totally comfortable having a quarterback run as much as Jalen Milroe does and open himself up to hits like that. And, it's a major credit to Jalen Milroe because it's not like Jalen Milroe was some obvious talent coming out of high school ranks. He took time, he developed, he got benched last year at Alabama, so it's not even so much that Alabama fully believed in him. It's a credit to Jalen Milroe for him making himself into this level of passer. It helps that he has great weapons around him. But I think as you saw on Saturday, as great as Ryan Williams was, Jalen Milroe was greater. And if we're deciding the Heisman Trophy today, I know Travis Hunter's had a fantastic season. I don't think we've seen a better single game performance than what we saw from Milroe this past Saturday against Georgia.
What can we expect against Auburn, who, by the way, played a lot better than I think people expected? They did lose the game to Oklahoma, but what do you expect Saturday as Auburn comes in?
I'm really interested in seeing how this Georgia team responds. Look, they haven't lost a regular season game since 2020. And they've come out flat in three games against Power 4 opponents. They scored one offensive touchdown in the first half, and they've got to be better. And I think that this is a game where if you let Auburn hang around, you saw it last year, you get them comfortable, they're going to start believing that they can make plays and make this into a four-quarter game. And they've seen that they can play with Georgia before. So I think this is a game where, because of the way that Auburn's season gone, where they've lost three games, all of them at home already. You wonder where guys' eyes might be, especially with the transfer portal as a factor now in this day and age. It makes starting fast at home all the more important. If you're able to do that, then I think that helps out tremendously in giving this team some confidence where if they're up early in this game, Auburn starts pressing, maybe Peyton Thorne throws a few interceptions, and that makes it an easy game. But I think there's also a very real scenario where Georgia experiences a little bit of a hangover, and they find themselves in a four-quarter a game against an Auburn team that they are better than.
I just thought, you know, watching the Auburn-Oklahoma game, I just thought the play calling made no sense. I mean, Auburn had a chance to put that game away. They didn't burn enough clock, Connor. Just run the football. I mean, Hugh Freeze has been around. He should have known better.
The pick six that cost them that game is one of the funniest plays I've ever seen in my life in terms of watching college football. It's just because everything that had been around Auburn, the discussion, the turnovers, they're the one thing that you can't have happen. When you're up five, third and two, where you get one or two more first downs, you're able to salt the game away and get a win when I think a lot of people didn't expect you to, and you quite literally hand Oklahoma the game. I mean, at Auburn at this point, they're a capable team. They're not as bad as their record is. The problem is that they are finding ways to lose, and when you get into that sort of mindset, it starts to seep into your culture and who you are as a program. So not just impacting them this season, but this has long-term ramifications on what Hugh Freeze might be able to do here at Auburn.
All right, Connor, look, this thing got a little bit more interesting.
Yeah.
You know, after Saturday with the Dogs, who, again, do I think they're a playoff team? Yes. But with this schedule, Mike and I are just like, okay, we cannot have a couple more slip-ups. That's just where it is. And so it's gotten more interesting. But, man, we appreciate your coverage. Great game. And I, you know what? I'm with you. I hope we see this again. I do. I think it's good for college football. If everybody's like, oh, I don't want to see Alabama, Georgia, that was an incredible game on Saturday night. So, Connor, thanks again. Tell the people where they can find your stuff.
Yep, you guys can follow me on Twitter @KConnorI. We still got a ton of stuff coming out from that Alabama game and then the Auburn game as well.